Raven's away on vacation, so I have a special guest co-host until he returns next Tuesday. American Idol winner, season 15, Nick Frattiani. You know, it's so funny, Nick, because like I remember a while ago, you said you always introduce me as American Idol winner.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you've done so much more, even on the national tour of A Bronx Tale. You've done
a lot. I get why people say that.
Right.
And we'll probably say that when I'm like 72 years old. It's going to be more and more funny the older I get. So I'm 35. I won when I was 29. But when I'm like 55 and I'm still like, guys, just so you know, I won American Idol 20-something years ago. And it's like, all right,
your
dude,
grandkids
what the heck's
like,
American
what's
Idol?
American
right.
Idol? No.
Let me show it to you.
Please. So we asked like on social media, like if you have questions for Nick, like what do you have? And some of them were legit.
And some of them are outrageous.
Uh-huh, uh-huh. Yeah,
okay.
But I thought we would play speed round, and I go through, I pick 10 of them.
Okay.
And you would just answer them as quickly as you can.
I'll do my best.
Okay, ready?
Yeah.
Do you still keep in touch with some of the other contestants from American Idol?
Yes.
Who?
Well, I was just the kid that Clark Beckham, who came in second, I actually just stayed. I was in Nashville writing, and I stayed at his place. I keep in touch with Ray Vaughn, who came in third, fourth. And so, yeah, and we're all in a group chat. So, like, yeah, we always stay in touch. And I stay in touch with a lot of people that weren't on my season, too. You know, I have the same agent as, like, Chris Allen and David Cook. So we've played shows together and keep in touch. So
can I please look at your group text of you and the American Idol people?
It's not that exciting, but yeah, you could definitely.
Like, what is
it? I'll add you in.
Add me in. Like, I just want to watch silently. I want to just, like, lurk and be like, hey, Nick, what'd you have for lunch today? Like,
yeah, it's a little more exciting than that, I'd hope. But yeah, we'll add you in.
Question number two. Do you still need a manager?
Yes.
You need a manager?
Yeah.
Don't you have one?
Oh, like, do I need a manager? Oh, I thought you mean, like, in my life, do I need someone to manage, like...
Your life?
Right, which I do.
I mean, don't you have a girlfriend now for that?
Yeah, but, we like, equally help each other manage our lives. Mm-hmm. I think we both need management. But, yeah, I mean, I have an agent and a manager and stuff like that, so...
Okay. Do you sing in the shower?
Not really. I, like, talk out... One weird thing is, like, sometimes I, like... Like talk my like what I have to do out in my head in the shower, which is kind of weirder than singing.
No, I do.
Like,
that
I'll be
too.
Like, all right, what do you do? Like, I like have conversations with myself.
Oh, I do that all the time. I'm like, all right, today here's what we got to do, and I'm
right.
Like, and then I'm like, if anybody's listening, I sound insane.
I shouldn't have told. Yeah, okay. I'm on the radio for a little bit until I talk to myself. But that's all right.
When you sing Happy Birthday, do you overpower everyone else in the room?
No, underpower. I like really tame it down.
Do people mistake you for other celebrities?
No.
What's your favorite pizza topping?
Pepperoni.
What's your biggest regret
in life?
Or
buffalo chicken. Buffalo chicken, too.
Buffalo chicken?
I love buffalo chicken.
All right. What's your favorite pizza? Oh, no, I did that one already. What's your biggest regret?
Oh, my gosh. Biggest regret.
So sad. Deep.
I know.
Dark.
I don't want to get that deep and dark. Biggest regret? Oh, my gosh. I guess I don't have too many, so that's good. I didn't like one of the songs that I had to put out as a single, and I wish I fought one of these songs more. That's a regret.
And one more. How often do you shower?
I love to shower, so twice a day.
That's
morning, night.
I mean, your skin is lovely, but you're ruining it.
Really?
Yeah, you're not supposed to shower that much.
Morning, night.
That's
gotta
a
do
lot
it.
Of showering.
Gotta do it.
Well, good for you.
Yeah.
Nick, one more. Would you rather fight a bear or Chris Daughtry to win $1 million?
Dude, Chris Daughtry's ripped.
Oh,
he's like a strong dude.
Uh-huh.
But for $1 million, I think I'm still going to have to try to fight off Chris Daughtry, which is not going to be an easy task.
No, it's not. I've interviewed him several times. He's in shape.
He is, but bears are bears. So,
yeah, I'm not sure my money's on you. I don't. We'll see.